Selling wholesale in person at trade shows is a completely different experience than selling wholesale online. If you have listened to the show for any length of time or taken my Paper Camp program, you've heard me preach about the benefits of trade shows. The sales, connections, new ideas that form, and opportunities for collaboration, as well as brand visibility, these are just some of the benefits of exhibiting at wholesale trade shows. Well, last month, I had the privilege of attending SF Now and Noted in San Francisco. It was a combined show, and approximately 54 of our Proof to Product community members exhibited at these shows, which accounted for over a third of the total exhibitors in attendance. To say that I was excited to see so many of my students and clients under one roof is an understatement. Their new products, their strong brands, beautiful booths, and watching them confidently sell, it made my heart sing, and I was so proud of each and every one of them. Today's episode is a compilation episode of live interviews that I conducted on the trade show floor. I talked with brand new exhibitors as well as trade show veterans from our community, and I'm going to include all of their links in our show notes. So if you want to learn more about their brands, please do follow them on social media and check out their online shops. And if you're interested in learning more about selling wholesale and exhibiting at trade shows, be sure to join our waitlist for Paper Camp at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. We have coached thousands of independent brands who successfully sell wholesale and exhibit at shows, and we've done this since 2011, so we do know what we're talking about here. Our students are prepared, they're supported, and they're not wasting precious time or money Googling for all the answers that they need. So join that waitlist by going to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Okay, I'm here with Isabella from Isabella MG & Co. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. It's so fun to see our entire community here in one place.
Yes, I totally agree. It's so cool to see like brands come to life like in booths. Version, but super fun.
And also just to get out from behind the screen and see everybody face to face too.
Right.
So this is your first trade show, is that right?
Yes, it is.
How did you make the decision that one, you were ready to exhibit, and two, that Noted was going to be where you wanted to debut?
I made the decision to debut here on the West Coast because I'm from San Diego, so just the logistics of it all, it just kind of made more sense to do this one as my first one. But I decided to exhibit at a trade show because I just want to continue scaling my wholesale side of the business and just meet a bunch of retailers in real life and also the paper community. So yeah.
You have had tremendous growth over the last year. You've already surpassed 100 stockists. Where are you at now in terms of the number of stores you're servicing?
So we're in over 125 now since the beginning of the year. But yeah, it's so much fun to connect with stores.
Are you seeing a lot of accounts that you already work with here at the show, or are you meeting more new accounts?
I'm meeting a little bit of both. So I'm meeting current accounts, just again, making that in-person connection. And then I'm also meeting newer, bigger accounts. So that's exciting. Also super nerve-wracking, but yeah. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay. Which actually kind of brings me back. What were some of your goals or intentions in coming to this show? What were you, well, obviously sales is a big thing, but there's so much more that comes from this. What were you hoping to achieve?
Yes. So in full transparency, I did want to land a big box store, and I do feel like I did get some good connections. So fingers crossed there. But aside from that, I just think actual meeting people, the connections, the camaraderie, it just takes a whole like thing to another level, you know? So I just wanted to make my presence known in real life. Like, I'm a real person.
Right? Yeah. I know. We are real people.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing real things. I will also say too, you know,
your online social presence and your website are beautiful. Your products stand out in a very positive way. But there's nothing better than seeing products in person and being able to have that connection. And do you feel that buyers are resonating with your products more by being able to see them in real life?
I think so. I mean, people always, like, when I tell them everything's hand-painted, it's always like, oh, wait, really? And so that's kind of, you see the, like, texture of the paint and the brush strokes, like, in real life a lot easier than you do, like, on a screen. So I do think that people are seeing that come through, for sure.
What have you learned about yourself or your product line or even your brand as a whole by being at the show?
That is such a good question. Well, I've learned I underestimated it for sure. Like, just the setup was, that took longer than I anticipated. But in terms of my, like, what I learned about myself is just that I'm actually really proud that I put myself out here and just knowing that I'm capable to do something this on, like, this kind of a level. So
I'm so excited for you. And this, I'm happy this has been a wonderful experience for you and that you were able to meet the people you were hoping to meet and build those connections for you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Of course. It was great meeting you in real life, too. That's so exciting.
Absolutely. I loved it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm here with Krishna from Nanu Studio. How are you doing, Krishna?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. So you are a trade show veteran. Tell everybody listening what trade shows you've exhibited at in the past.
I did a stationery show in 2018, and then again when it was part of New York Now in 2019 and 2020. And then I did New York Now, but within the GCA Village, in February of 2022 in New York, and now I'm at Noted.
It's hard to keep the year straight, right?
It really is.
Okay, so looking back at all the different trade shows you've been at and your wholesale growth over the years, how does this show, Noted, compare to previous shows you've done?
Well, it's hard to compare because this one's just 2 days, whereas the others have been 4 days long. But in comparison to New York, this past New York Now, there's been a lot more traffic and way more interest than the previous show earlier this year. And I feel like in general, there's been more interest with my brand than in past shows.
Yeah.
And like people are recognizing me as like, oh yeah, I've seen you on Instagram, or hey, I've heard about you. So that's been pretty cool.
As somebody that's based on the East Coast, you know, most of us are coming to you on the East Coast for shows. How is it coming to the West Coast?
It's been great. I have family here, so it also makes it easier to come this way. And because with Noted, the booths are already set up for us, we just had to come prop and put up our product. It's super easy, and setup was a breeze. Being here has been great. The energy's awesome, so I would definitely come back.
Awesome. What unexpected benefits have, you know, come your way, or experiences have come your way from being here at the show?
Because so many of us have been away for so, like, not near each other for so long, that it's been really nice to feel that sense of community. And there's a whole row of us that have been friends virtually for over a year now, and it's nice to just be able to hang out for a little bit and just also get to meet people on this side of the country that I wouldn't normally get to meet.
Yeah, I was talking with Chelsea from Sugar Paper yesterday, and I'm like, this feels like a warm blanket on the couch of, like, the familiarity of seeing everyone in the industry and connecting with people whom we've known in the past or gotten to know over the last 2 years virtually, and the connectivity in person has been incredible. What would you do differently if you were to do Noted again? Is there anything?
I don't think there is anything I'd do differently. I'm pretty happy with the way I put the I'd prepare a little sooner and not really leave it the last, like, month. But aside from that, I think the actual show part of it, I wouldn't change.
What about, let's talk ROI a little bit, and you don't have to share specific numbers or anything like that, but what are some of the concrete benefits that have happened, whether that's orders or contacts or relationships you're building here at the show?
I have gotten, in terms of number of orders, I've definitely gotten more orders at other shows, but I've made a lot of contacts, like strong connections with potential buyers and just really great leads overall. So I'm excited about the follow-up for that.
I was going to say, now you get to work and do all that follow-up. That's important for any show, not just this show.
Oh, and I've also had a lot of interest with, like, reps coming by. So that's been a big one for this show.
Awesome. I was talking to somebody else and saying that, you know, this venue is so unique and different than many of the other larger shows. And I think that also plays into the vibe of here. So how would you describe Noted's vibe?
It's very relaxed. We were all commenting on it when we first when we were moving in. A lot of us were saying that this feels very relaxed. It's not as stressful. It's not as loud as the Javits is. And it's been great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing your experiences with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right. I'm here with Amy from Keller Design Co. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great, Katie. I'm having a fun show.
I first have to thank you publicly for the amount of support and work you have done to encourage our labs community and paper camp community and support them in getting ready for this show. I want to publicly acknowledge you that you created a working group where you set up regular calls to support everybody that was here. Thank you for taking on that initiative, and thank you so much for the support and encouragement that you provided to everybody. I see you and I appreciate you.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. For years I worked in corporations on teams, and now I have my own studio at home, and I work at home all by myself most of the time, and I really miss collaborating with people and sharing ideas and information, and I think the community that you've built encourages that, so it just felt like a natural thing to do, and I feel like as we've been meeting in this small study group over the past couple of months, we meet every other week, I think that people have really enjoyed having Zoom calls and being able to have, you know, more intimate conversations than you can have, you know, in a written community. So thank you for supporting that.
Always. I will always support you all. Let's talk about your show here. This is your first time exhibiting at a trade show and launching to the wholesale market, right?
Yep. Yeah, this is my first wholesale trade show. I've exhibited at licensing trade shows, Certex, and Blueprint, so I have an idea of what goes into it. But for me, this wholesale trade show is kind of next level, just getting product together and, you know, planning out the booth and coordinating all the, you know, components that go into it. I truly feel like it's like a team effort, because all the information that we've shared in labs about vendors and how do you do your vinyls, and having my friend Janetta Gonzalez, who's a licensing artist, come here and help me and support me. It's just, I don't know, I couldn't have asked for more. Like, I'm so happy.
I'm so glad. Well, your hard work has truly paid off. And I want to acknowledge that you just finished creating this entire product line. So you focused on your product first, like we talked about. But you also then had to get together your sales tools, your order forms, your catalogs. That is a major undertaking in and of itself. And then get ready for the show, which is a major undertaking. So how did you manage all of that? Did you set up a schedule for yourself? Did you kind of approach it systematically?
I did. I think, again, being in the Pooch Product Labs group, it gave me a framework of the things that I needed to have at the show. And then there are also things that I wanted to have at the show. So most importantly is the product. So at the same time, you know, my background is in product development and design at big companies like Nike and Old Navy. So I have that background and I know how to keep track of things and source things and timing. So it kind of all came together at once. I was actually working on product and my branding. I was kind of working on it all at the same time, because I have this ability to just be able to, I don't want to say multitask because that doesn't really work, but just manage a lot of things at the same time. I make a lot of lists. I use my calendar a lot. So I'm very organized in terms of planning things and, you know, but working backwards from the show, knowing that my vinyls take this many days to get ready, my wrapping paper takes this long to process and design, and so just knowing your timelines and working backwards from your goal, I think that has helped me a lot.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about the show experience a little bit. What is your best-selling product at the show so far?
Well, I got my first wholesale order yesterday, so it was a pretty big order. This buyer bought all my stickers. They bought 3 embroidery kits, which for me is huge. They bought the minimums of everything, notepads. So I don't know. It's hard to say what the best seller is. They bought 8 cards. So a little bit of everything. Yeah. I can't say that there's a bestseller yet because, you know, one buyer, one order doesn't really give me any data for.
But that's wonderful that they bought across product categories and so deep in each of them too. Yeah. Congratulations on that. So what was your goal coming into this show? What kind of intentions did you have around, you know, perhaps sales, perhaps contacts you wanted to make and other things you wanted to accomplish by being here?
I actually made a physical list of goals. My goals were getting here, being organized, having the tools to take an order and be confident in taking that order, like to know what questions I needed to ask, the information I needed to have. So just my first goal was just to be prepared to take an order. My second goal was to make contacts, you know, get that list. I've got a notebook, stapler. I've got like all the tools again to just take that information and to know what questions to ask buyers to lead them to different products and, you know, like, what are you looking for? What are your timelines? And just make those connections. So those are my top two goals.
Sounds like you crushed both of them.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think I was trying to tell myself, like, it's okay if you don't get an order. You're here, you know, you're launching your brand, but at the same time, like, I want orders. Now that I got that first one, I want more. I mean, that's why we're here.
Right.
To sell our product and get our brand and our message out into the world. So I think another goal was to tell my brand story. You know, it started with my granny when I was growing up. We would make things. And so that is kind of the basis of my whole brand is this background of making and making connections with people. I have Keller and Friends, which is a subset of Keller. So I'm collaborating with my friends and bringing their voice to the world through my products and artwork. So
that's always been one of your strong suits, Amy, and something I deeply admire about you, how you do bring people together and uplift them. Even just for those listening, go follow Amy on social media because she's constantly sharing the wins and successes and of her peers and her colleagues, and it's just so admirable. So thank you for always being such a shining light for our community and thank contributing you. As much as you do.
Thank you. It's just, it's easy to do in this community, I think, with Proof to Product, Paper Camp alums, the Labs group, the Facebook group, and then just this industry as a whole. They're like, everyone is so kind and supportive. And I was talking to George White earlier. He's up with Paper, and I knew him through the GCA, Greeting Card Association. I was like, there's not a mean bone in this group right here. He's like, yeah, we don't let mean people in. So
yeah, right?
I think it's just such a supportive community, and it just makes it easy for me to continue that and give back.
Well, Amy, I hope the rest of your show goes well. Thank you so much for your time today and for all you've done.
Thanks, Katie.
Hey, I'm here with Allison with Love Through Letterpress. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm doing really well.
Is this your first trade show?
It absolutely is. I'm very excited to be here.
How did you make the decision that this would be your first show? What factors did you consider when deciding that trade shows were for you and this was the one you wanted to do?
Well, I am local to here, to the Bay Area, so, and I knew that Noted was really trying to start the West Coast Regional Show, so I was really interested in that. I love the fact that, you know, again, the walls are built for you. I can come set up my things. It's in my backyard. I know the market really well. I think that's something that's really important to me. So I kind of knew, okay, here's the way I can posture myself in this market.
Since you are local, are you meeting and seeing a lot of buyers that you're already working with in your brand, or are you mostly meeting new stores and new accounts?
So it was kind of a mix. There were some people that I already had connections with that definitely came. You know, they saw the mailer and they knew, like, that, okay, I would be here at the show. But there have been actually a lot of new accounts, especially from up north in the Pacific Northwest and even Hawaii. So, yeah, I definitely saw a lot of new retailers come through and a lot of new ones that were kind of non-traditional buyers, like maybe they're working for like hospitality groups, and another one that, you know, they're trying to do a lot of corporate gifting. So, yeah.
What is your best-selling product at the show?
Right now, it's these new flags that I just debuted here at the show. I was very intentional. I knew I wanted to save them for Noted, and so they've been a really big seller. So these are wool city flags that can be customized to your city.
I love, too, that you started with 5 different cities, and you've had such a strong interest in expanding this to other cities. Are you open to doing that?
I sure am. I think that I knew that that was going to happen. I thought to myself, okay, let me hit the West Coast cities that I know that are major, like to give a good sampling size of what I can do. And so far it's been a really, really big seller. So
fantastic. How has the ROI of this show been? I mean, obviously we talk a lot in labs and paper camp about how you have to measure the success based on a number of factors. How are you personally measuring your success at this show?
I think it's a couple things. I think that it is the response to a lot of the product, getting that real-time feedback. I know we talk a lot about that. It has also been connecting with others that are doing something different than I am, and how are we, you know, each of us taking this process and this journey to wholesale. A lot of people, you know, there have been veterans that have come by, and I've been able to talk to them, which is amazing. And also first-timers like me who are trying to figure this out. So I think the return on investment is still even processing now, so yeah. I'm really excited to see what comes after this.
Well, and a lot will come after the show with the follow-up plan, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about that. What did you do leading up to the show to market that you would be here and to tell buyers to come visit you? And then what are your follow-up plans after the show?
Oh, interesting. Okay. So I took a very small set. Actually, it was like about 30. I know I had a list of 50, but I whittled it down to 30. And I wrote a few really personal notes and sent them in mailers like, you know, we do. And I actually created a city guide, which I wanted to set myself apart in that mailer. And I knew being a local from here, I have to really capitalize on that. So I made a city guide. I letterpressed it, included all my like hot tips. And people have been grabbing it, making comments about it, asking about it. And so that's... yeah, that's kind of what I did in terms of the lead up. Called a few wholesale shops, obviously, let them know that I was going to be here. Social media, of course. I mean, huge. I feel like I could have done it more, but what I did was good.
What you did was great, and we can always do more, right?
Yes.
So what do you have planned for the follow-up?
Okay, so I think following up with some of those key connections I think that I made, ones that I felt were pretty promising in terms of the custom orders. I think ones that even... you know, again, like, hey, nice to meet you at the show. We connected in this way. Here are some of the things that we can do. I think possibilities, right? So I think definitely some email follow-up in a couple weeks. Well, you know the drill.
Yep, I teach the drill.
You teach the drill. So I feel like I don't know if I should answer this question, but yes.
Yes, you should, because everybody puts their own unique spin on it, right?
True.
Like, you make it yours, and to your follow-up with accounts that you met here, with buyers you met, reps you met, other colleagues you met, is going to be different than maybe a larger broadcast follow-up that you do to stores that weren't here that you didn't connect with.
True, true. I mean, I definitely think the personalized connection. I do think that I took some copious notes. I know we've talked about that before, but I even noted a little bit about, you know, what their store was like, what did they, were they drawn to, what kinds of things, you know, did they say that were important to them? I definitely tried to ask that. I said, oh, you know, what is important in your area? What is the local flavor there? What are people drawn to? So that, I'll include those in the emails for sure.
This is music to my ears. I love hearing that, because it does make your follow-up easier, and it helps you to build that relationship and connection with them. So when you do follow-up, it's not just another, hey, we met at the show. It's, hey, I loved your glasses. We talked about this. You told me this. You know, you can touch on those human connection points. What have you learned about yourself or your product or your brand by being here at Noted?
That's so interesting. I think it has solidified what I want to do, how I want to posture myself in the market, how I can differentiate. I think when I heard from a buyer that some of the things that he was seeing from me he hadn't seen before, I said, well, that's great to hear, and I need to start doing more of that. Whatever he was highlighting, I said, okay, I can do more of that. So I think it also has shown me that, you know, this journey is not linear. It's definitely a lot of zigzagging along the way, and two steps forward, one step back, but continuing to press on. I think that it's been really helpful, and I will really say this, like, I think our community has been a real help, and just finding people to connect with that are, again, more knowledgeable in an area that you're not, or maybe they have some feedback in an area that, you know, you never thought about it that way before. So I definitely think that that's what I'm still taking away from this, and I'm really energized. I mean, I'm definitely coming away from this thinking I didn't know what it was coming into, but now I have a better idea, and I just have to keep going on this path.
It seems to me like you're leaving more confident in yourself, in your product line, and in your goals for the business. Is that a fair assumption to make?
Yeah, that's a fair assumption for sure. I think you've postured it well as well. You know, little by little progress, we're getting there. And each time that I have a validation about something, I go, okay, I'm doing that. I need to do more of that. Or this is what needs to happen. So, yeah.
You've already had so much success prior to this. I hope you feel validated, because the work you've been doing all along, those step-by-steps, the zigzags that you're talking about, that's part of the business journey, right? And I just want to reiterate too what you said about community, and our community in particular. We're filling in the gaps for each other. You have experiences that are lifting others up, and I have experiences, or Amy has, like everyone in our community has shared experiences that are filling in those gaps for all of us. So thank you for acknowledging just the growth that we can all have together as a community and as an industry too.
Definitely. I like that you said lifting others up. That's like my whole mission.
I love it, Allison. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Michelle from 417 Press. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Okay, you are a seasoned exhibitor. You've done a lot of different shows. Tell everybody which shows you've done.
I started out at NSS. Then last year I did my first New York Now. And this year, I started out with Atlanta, New York Now Winter, and now I'm here at Noted.
How does this show differ from the other shows you've exhibited at?
I think the biggest difference is who's attending the shows in terms of buyers. So Atlanta has a lot of buyers from the middle of the U.S., like the middle of the map, I call it, and more southern. New York is obviously New York, but it attracts West Coast, and here it's definitely West Coast buyers. So I feel like you need to cover the corners of the map to branch out to all the areas.
The different regions. Mm-hmm. You're a Canadian brand. You travel to the U.S. to do these shows. Is the San Francisco location more difficult or easier for you? Is it negligible?
No, like the setup here is fantastic. Like you literally walk in with a suitcase, a rolling suitcase. The panel's already ready to go. I applied my vinyl. I applied my product. It was very, very easy. And that's the key for me. Like it has to be easy. I can't do the full booth anymore of driving it over the border in a minivan. I'm done with those days. So that was a definite appeal for me.
That leads into my next question pretty well of like, what were the benefits or the draws for you to do a show like this in a new region, in a new format, compared to some of, because you've done the larger shows too. So what were some of the things that drew you to do this?
It has to be easy, easily accessible, like a direct flight, easy to bring things in. I really love the smaller panel. Like I don't need a larger booth. I don't have to deal with lighting. So ease and convenience is number one priority for me right now with everything else I have going on.
I will say this venue is gorgeous and the lighting here is phenomenal. It's not the same feel as Javits, which is a huge convention center. It's not the same feel as Atlanta, which is multiple floors tall. And that's not to knock those venues, but it is a different vibe here. How would you describe the vibe at Noted?
I feel like it's really free and flowing. Like I feel like there's a positive energy. The buyers seem happy to be here. The vendors are happy to be here. I think this show has a lot of potential to grow and expand. So it's great energy here. And this, like you said, the space is phenomenal and the light maybe helps with that energy as well. Whereas Atlanta, it's, you know, it's lower ceilings, it's darker, it's a different vibe.
For sure. Let's talk a little bit about sales, and you don't have to share anything you're not comfortable sharing, but you know, how has your ROI at the show been? And I'm going to give the caveat here that we know that being at these shows provide a lot of other benefits than just direct show sales. You know, there's sales through the follow-up and everything. So what kind of wins and results have you seen so far?
So I'll be totally honest. I came in here with zero expectations. I thought, well, if I have zero orders, that's okay. Like it's an experience. I want to support the GCA and all those things. And I'm coming out pleasantly surprised. So oftentimes you hear vendors say, I covered my costs. So I've hit that. And I know I'm going to have more coming in later. I met with TJ Maxx, which I was not expecting at all. I've met And I've got orders from new vendors, like new to me. I've got some really healthy reorders. I have a show special, like everybody's meeting the minimum requirements for this show special and beyond. So pleasantly, it's been a success for me. I'm blown away.
I'm really happy to hear that. You know, with anything, we spend so much time investing. Well, we spend time invested, money invested, energy invested. I mean, right before the show, you moved your studio, which is a huge undertaking, and then you flew across here to, like, exhibit. So, you know, you came in with zero expectations. Clearly, that has exceeded. But I just want to acknowledge that you've also put in a lot of hard work over the years, developing your line, exhibiting at shows. So you weren't a fresh brand coming in here. And I think that that is a huge compliment to you, and all of the work you've done up until now is helping to, and that's not to diminish the success you've had at the show, but I think this is just one building block in that success that you've already had. So I want to give kudos to you on that.
Thank you. I think it's also important because it's important to say that some people, like the newer ones, they might look at me and not realize that I've put 7 years in. I also did a pause that a lot of people don't know about where I had to step back in 2019 and 2020, because I went through a really difficult divorce that forced me to step back. So I feel like in 2021, I had to make a decision. Either I go for it or I go get a job. And I decided to go for it. So I sort of relaunched in 2021. And honestly, like I tweaked my focus just a little bit. Like it wasn't a full-on shift of focus, but I tweaked it. And the rewards have been amazing. So it's all the things. So it's just little differences that make big differences. So I'm back. That's what it feels like. I feel like I'm not starting again because I have the wealth of experience from the previous years, but I'm reemerging, and it's great.
I love hearing that. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes some just minor tweaks to how we're doing things, or even just a renewed clarity in what we're working towards, can make all the difference. And we're talking more, you know, largely based for the business versus just a trade show experience here. But I appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, I heard that Noted's coming back here next year, same time. Are you going to be here exhibiting?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. The timing is nice, like, because the other shows are clustered all together and it can be a little bit overwhelming. And like I said, I want to support the GCA. I love seeing the paper people, and I think next year will be bigger and better.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Michelle.
Thank you, Katie.
I'm here with Kate from Quick Brown Fox. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you doing, Katie?
Excellent. Excellent. So you have been an active planner member of the GCA board and helping to put this whole event together. You must be feeling so proud.
I am. I'm a little tired, but I'm pretty proud. We had like a really good turnout, and like the diversity of the brands here is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with the amount of buyers, the brands that are exhibiting, and everyone I've talked to has said how easy this show was, which I know GCA, that was one of their primary goals of making this an accessible and easy show for everybody. So you're also, in addition to planning, you're also exhibiting at the show. So let's talk about that a little bit. How does this show, in your experience as an exhibitor, compare to the other shows that you've exhibited at?
I mean, I'm definitely one of those trade show people that tries to put my own walls up. And like, you know, I show up with nothing, just like black curtains. So I will say it's nice to like roll up and just like put my stuff on the wall. So as an exhibitor, like the setup is really fast. And it's nice that it's only 2 days. Some of the shows get to be like 5 days. Or like a week when you count like setup and breakdown. So just the like ease of coming in, setting up, and then going home is kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure. How are you, the number of buyers that you're meeting and the types of buyers that you're meeting, I'm guessing that since this is on the West Coast and this is kind of the first time we've had a show in recent years on the West Coast, are you meeting a different type of buyer, a different region of buyers?
Definitely. And of course, I did my homework where I just like researched West Coast and then into Nevada and like who were stores that I'm interested in, following their Instagram, you know, just doing all my homework. So it was nice because it pushed me outside my comfort zone to like not just focus on the East Coast and who's local, but it really pushed me to like look for other stores, like find new places that I maybe hadn't thought of before. So there's a lot of big buyers here, which I'm happy about, but then the like small indie stores, like I'm excited because I had one come by yesterday that I had researched and I was so excited and he was so happy to be here that I was like, this is great.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think, too, it's refreshing and exciting for all of us to be back in person together. And, you know, and it's nice to do it on the West Coast. It feels like kind of a rebirth, if you will, yeah, for the industry. Do you agree?
I agree. I think we have focused so long on, like, this small, you know, like, New York Now and Stationery Show forever was, like, it. Like, everybody traveled there. But I kind of like the rise of these, like, smaller markets now. Like, you know, I haven't done Vegas, but, like, I have friends who've done Vegas and now this. Like, it's also an excuse to travel. But, like, I kind of like these, like, smaller but more, like, local shows. Like, but definitely it's a different class of buyer because it's all wholesale. So, like, I know who's coming. I know what people are going to expect. So...
what kind of marketing did you do prior to the show to bring people to your booth here?
Lots of Instagram research. So I just looked up West Coast stores. You know, there's a great group of us in the GCA that we just kind of shared our, like, who we knew on the West Coast, who we sold on the West Coast. Yeah, it was definitely a lot of research. And then, of course, I sent out mailers. I sent out emails. Coming up to the show, I did, like, fair research, sending out, like, fair messages. Oh, I'm going to be on the West Coast. I really hope to see you in person. Because some buyers I met, like, during the pandemic, and I've never met them in person. So, yeah, it was tons and tons of research.
You know, selling in person at a show like this is very different than selling online. You really have the human connection here, right? Because you're face to face with somebody. How have you adjusted maybe your sales pitch or how you're communicating with people at the show versus how you've been selling online for the past couple years?
I think I can just have more of a personality here. I always try to infuse my personality into my emails, just like a little bit quirky. But in person, I feel like it's just easier to be like, it's just like friendly and like, it's just easy to talk. It's just so much easier to be like, start a conversation. Like an email is a little bit of a blast into, you never know if they're going to get it or respond. But when you can see somebody in person and really have a conversation with them and they get to know you and your brand, I feel like it's a little easier. And so that's kind of why I still do trade shows, because I enjoy that like one-on-one, face-to-face.
Yeah, it's an instant relationship builder. And too, as you said, instant feedback. You can read people's faces and you can see what they're drawn to on your walls of product. You know, you can have those candid, fluid conversations. So will you be back next year with Noted?
Yeah, definitely. And I need a bigger booth. I can't believe I fit 240 cards into this like 6x3 booth. So I think I've finally grown to the point where I'm like 10x10 booth. Like I feel like somebody was like, I know your company. Why are you in a tiny booth? And I was like, I don't know. But definitely bigger booth next year. I'm excited to come back.
Awesome. And I think it's great that GCA offers a smaller booth. It's a nice like stepping stone for people that want to test out exhibiting with less cost. And so I know there's a lot of our more established community members that are in these smaller booths, but I don't think that's a knock on it. I think it's an accessible way for people to test something out.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, the GCA is great because they do offer the villages throughout, like, different trade shows. So it's a great way to get in. But those are so tiny. I can't do those. But it is nice for, like, smaller companies just to get your foot in the water. These, like, smaller booths are a little more affordable. You can see, like, what you'd like to. So I know next year that I'm comfortable moving up to a bigger space. But, yeah, it is amazing. Like, some companies that I know really well that are really established, proof-to-product people are in these, like, smaller booths, and it works great.
Yeah, they're doing great, too. So, well, thank you so much, Kate, for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, Katie.
My pleasure.
All right, I'm here with Karina Murray from Crow & Canary. How are you doing, Karina?
I'm well. I'm happy to be here.
Me, too. All right, what is your impression of the show? As somebody that has traveled to a number of different shows, exhibited at a number of different shows, what's your take on Noted in San Francisco Now?
I am just super jazzed that, you know, the folks have put in the work to reopen a show in this region. Like, it's definitely been a big hole since the San Francisco Gift Show closed down. And, you know, in particular, I think people have been asking for it, right? Buyers and manufacturers. So it's really feeling a need. Of course, this being the first time, I would say my impression is that it was fairly regional with buyers. But I definitely think that going forward, assuming that this will be an annual event this time of year, that it's going to really continue to grow and draw on a larger population of folks from other parts of the U.S. and Canada and the world, really.
Yeah, I was super impressed with, I know they did Noted in Brooklyn. This is the first time it's been on the West Coast. The number of lines, the caliber of lines that are exhibiting, and then the number of buyers and reps and other industry professionals that I've seen. Is there anything that stands out in this format that you think is a real benefit to the industry or the buyers?
Well, I do think, you know, honestly, just the cost of travel. Of course, both San Francisco and New York are very big cities, more expensive. But for folks that live on this side of the country, it makes it much more attainable to try a show out. So maybe they've really wanted to exhibit and haven't yet. And, you know, conversely with buyers, if they're really watching their travel budget, they're thinking about how they're doing their buying, this might be something that's just in reach or easier because even if they don't live in the Bay Area, maybe they have family here. So I think that's one element. And then I think it's also just important to say that, you know, the level of quality of, I feel like I'm not quite getting the right word with this, but like there's an elevated sort of quality to the lines that are exhibiting. Sometimes when the shows are really large, there's things to kind of sort through and be like, nope, nope, nope. And you're just kind of zooming through trying to find the type of products that you would stock.
Yeah, it seems like there's more in-depth conversations happening on the show floor. People are placing orders. I'm hearing from our alumni that people are placing pretty large orders. I'm also hearing that people are taking catalogs and information to come back and hopefully place orders later. And as we know and talk about, not all business happens on the show floor. It comes with follow-up later too. So, you know, having walked the show now for 2 days, what is your general impression? Do you think this is a show that's going to grow and expand?
I really do. Just having chatted with a few trusted industry friends yesterday, just everyone saying, oh my gosh, I'm getting a text from my friend so-and-so with this shop, or, you know, like everybody wants to know, how's it going? Essentially, I feel like the folks that are here made the time to come, made the time to invest, are sort of the bellwethers to spread the news. And the other, I mean, this may be silly to some people, but those of us that have done many trade shows, like the venue is gorgeous. There's lots of natural light. There's lots of space. Like it's something that's easy to navigate, easy to get to. So those are things that people consider with trade shows as well.
Absolutely. And even the logistics of, you know, what your booth includes. At every trade show, it's so different. And here at Noted, you know, they did include the walls with the exhibiting fees. And there were some other benefits that other shows may or may not offer. So that is a reminder to our listeners to check in with your trade show for whichever one you're looking at to make sure you know what's included with your booth. Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time today, Karina. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right, friend, I hope you enjoyed that backstage pass into Noted and SF Now. This was my first in real life trade show since February 2020, and it was fantastic to see so many members of our community together under one roof. And this is just a smidge of what people were talking about and what they were working on. So I'm glad that we could bring it and share it with all of you here. If you are thinking about exhibiting at trade shows, do not go in blind like I did back in 2009. I want you to check out my free masterclass. It's called The Booth Blueprint. And in this class, I share 3 secrets to maximize your trade show investment and keep wholesale orders coming in long after your show ends, because trade shows are just one step in your wholesale journey. You can gain free access to this class in our resource library. So get that at prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'll be back next week with a new episode.